Evening, everybody. Welcome back. This week is Parshas Yisrei, and we are continuing with the 39 Malachis. Now we are up to the three final Malachis in preparing hide to become parchment, and they are Memachek, smoothing out the parchment to make it a writing surface, Mesartate, scoring it, which is what you would see in a Sefer Torah when they make those indentations to form lines. And Mechateich is cutting it to the correct size. Now, these three malachis typically are not things that we would do in our home at all, unless we are preparing parchment for a Sefer Torah when we're a cipher or anything like that. And even that is largely done commercially. It's not done by your particular cipher these days. But these malachas, though in their original form, is not as relevant. They have many ramifications and other applications which are very, very relevant, and that's what we'll focus on today. And we'll begin with memachek, which is smoothing, because it's very relevant in a different form, which we call memareach. Memareach means spreading a cream or an ointment or anything that is thick or has some level of thickness to it over a surface to create a smooth covering. Now, the Gemara says that if someone spreads an ointment, we don't know exactly the nature of the ointment that the Gemara was talking about, but whatever kind of ointment it was, if you spread this ointment over a bandage, it might also be talking about the bandage itself, because they used to use plaster, as was typical not too long ago. They would actually smooth out the plaster to be a bandage in itself. So in any case, either the ointment or the plaster, if you smooth it out over an injury, you're chayiv. It's an issur d'oraisa because of this malacha of memachek, which has taken on this form of memareach, of smoothing out. Now, the fact that the Gemara extends it to this case and says that it is even an issur d'oraisa to smooth out this ointment over an injury is what makes this so relevant in our daily life, because that is the reason why you cannot apply creams on Shabbos, ointments, Vaseline. That's why you can't use lip balm, you can't use toothpaste, according to many Paiskim. And this is the problem with bar soap and many kinds of makeup, even if they don't change the color of your face, like foundation is just, you know, to cover things. That also is prohibited for this reason, because of smoothing. So smoothing, though in parchment it isn't as relevant, but in its form of memareach is very, very relevant. But let's think into this a little bit, because there is an important thing to understand about this application of memareach. When someone smoothed out a piece of parchment, the purpose was to achieve a smooth piece of parchment. It was making the parchment into a writing surface, and it accomplished something beneficial for the item that you were smoothing out, right? So you took this piece of parchment, which was unusable because it was rough, and you smoothed it out, and now it's usable. Now, when we spread a cream over a surface, we aren't essentially trying to make a smooth surface out of the cream. We couldn't really care less whether the cream is a smooth surface or not. All we're trying to do is just spread the cream evenly all over the area that's affected. So we're trying to spread it, not to smooth it. And that should be, you'd think, a very important distinction. The smoothing part is kind of a byproduct of spreading it out. It should be, essentially, you would think it should be a davar she'eino mischaven, something unintentional that's happening. Now, it's a psik resh, it's going to happen no matter what, but you don't really care about it. So that should have, you know, it should have a number of ramifications, but yet the Gemara says no. The Gemara says it doesn't make a difference if you are smoothing or you are spreading. They are both included in this malacha of memareach. So spreading, therefore, is also considered the same as smoothing, and it is a problem, and it couldn't be possibly an iser d'oraisa. But one step further, the Magen Avraham, one of the Mefarshim around Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, he says that if you are smoothing something out, rubbing a cream, but you're trying to rub it so that it gets absorbed, and you don't want anything to remain on the surface, that, he says, would be permitted. right? Because there you don't have anything. You're smoothing it out to the point where nothing remains. So then that would not even be included in this malacha at all. And his particular case is interesting, a little disgusting, but it's talking about someone spit on the floor and they want to rub it into the ground. And he says that's permitted because it's getting absorbed by the ground. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning his case is because it's just, you see how far this thing goes. It even applies to Reich. To spit, which you would think is probably too liquidy to be a problem, but apparently even that can have an issue of memoriah. So it's very hard to know where you draw the line when something is liquid enough not to be a problem memoriah. Like, obviously you can use baby oil, that won't be memoriah, but you know, if it's any thicker, it becomes questionable. So in any case, the Magen Avraham says if you're rubbing something in so that it gets absorbed, it's okay. And according to this, it should then be permitted to use creams on Shabbos that the intention is not to form a thin layer. Many creams, that is the intention, to form a thin layer over the surface. But other creams, the purpose is to get absorbed into the skin and you don't try to leave any layer at all. And if that's the case, that should be permitted according to the Magen Avraham. And essentially, that's really the reason why you can use that hand stuff, disinfectant, I forgot what it's called, you know, the stuff that was very popular in COVID. So you can...
Purell.
Thank you, Purell. Right, that's why you can use it on Shabbos, because even though it is a little thick, but it gets totally absorbed. But when it comes to creams, we don't rely on this opinion of the Magen Avraham, because creams do have a possibility of being an Issur D'oraisa, whereas Purell we consider it to be too liquidy to be really a Shaila. So we don't rely on the opinion of the Magen Avraham alone. So we don't use creams even if the intention is to be absorbed. We do not use them on Shabbos. However, in situations where there's a Shas Hilchak, it's a very, you know, big need for it. So if it's a medicated cream, you also have to get past the problem of refu on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do something for the sake of healing on Shabbos. But there are many situations where you're allowed to. A child, for example, you're allowed to do medicines or healing cream. That would be allowed. Or for someone who's actually sick, it would be allowed. However, spreading a cream, maybe in a Issur D'oraisa, that would not be allowed. But if it is the kind of cream with the purpose is to get absorbed, so a shayla should be asked. If it's very, very necessary, there may be room to be lenient. Excuse me. With that being said, the many creams which are not meant to be absorbed, they just form a surface, those are certainly a problem and cannot be used on Shabbos. And I've been asked many times about little babies or children who have difficult rashes and they need cream spread all over the rash. It's very hard. There's really no heter to do that on Shabbos unless you can get a non-Jew to do it. That would be okay because, you know, you can tell a non-Jew to do anything for someone who's a chaylan, a child. But for yourself to do it, it's really very difficult to be matir. Now, if it's a small area, so then it's okay, because what you could do is you can just squirt it onto a bandage and then put the bandage on, and then it kind of smooths itself out and we're okay with that. That's the same thing a person should be doing with diaper cream. You squirt it into the diaper and then it smooths itself out, and that is okay. Alternately, you can also put it onto a bandage before Shabbos. You put it in a plastic bag so it stays moist, and then apply it on Shabbos. You know, all these options are options, but this only helps if it's a small area. It won't help if it's a large area, and it's kind of, it's difficult. It's difficult to find a heter for that. One important heter to know, though, is that on the second day of Yontif, when it's not the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and when the second day of Yontif is not Shabbos. So if it's just a regular second day Yontif, like the second day of Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Simchas Torah, you are allowed to do refuah, and included in that heter of refuah is to do things which are likely drabanan. So it would be permitted to put a cream that, certainly one that gets absorbed. So putting a cream that gets absorbed, then you would be allowed to do that on the second day of Yontif. That's one important heter to know, that if you're using, if it's a cream that is the kind that gets absorbed, that is permitted on the second day of Yontif. But otherwise, this is the reason why we don't use bar soap, because it smooths out the surface. That's why we don't use makeup, because you definitely are smoothing it out, or you're smoothing it on your face, and it forms a thin layer, and that's the problem with all those things. With toothpaste, some paiskim are matter because there isn't really any idea at all to make a surface of toothpaste over your teeth. The idea is you're kind of using toothpaste like liquid soap. So it should technically be allowed. Nonetheless, number of many places can do Aser, and Reb Moshe Feinstein, my father-in-law, asked him, and he tried to argue this argument, and he disagreed. So it's best not to use toothpaste. You can use a toothbrush. It's better to have a dedicated toothbrush for Shabbos, and you can use mouthwash to brush with. That would be a way to avoid getting into this shiloh.